I could walk down. Well, if I could walk down that street and be free. Do.
You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Screaming Females with Let Me Into Your Heart. A taste of what you can see. They're playing over at the Rickshaw Theater this Tuesday. Coming Tuesday, you know, the 11th. That's the one. The 11th of April. They're playing with Smirk and Becky Black, which is, again, one half of the Pack AD. Also in that mix, you heard some tunes from Pink Mountaintops. You can see them over at the Cobalt. They're playing with Sonoa Caves on Saturday, the 7th, 7 p.m., $25 plus stuff. Before that, you heard Exit Strategy. They're playing over at 648 Kingsway. with Pinch and some other band. That's 8 o'clock for that one. Let's... yeah. Anyways, check it out. Should be some cool stuff happening over there. I'm not done. Here's some music from TJ Felix. They're playing over at the Green Auto on this Saturday with Emma Goldman, Kids Help Phone, and of course, yep, this is their track, Waywardness. Slow it down a little bit for now. This is Waters with not mountains, but fields.
Whoa.
Welcome back to the show. I've got some more music to share with you, of course. That was Not Mountains But Fields by Waters. They are playing over at the current Toast Collective. Let me just pull that up for you real fast. Let's get some music back in here. There we go. Right, so Toast Collective over at 242 East Pender. Fake Jazz is back, baby. It's just been taking a nap all these times. From the Cobalt to the old Toast to the new Toast, Fake Jazz is back, baby. In the mix, you got Green Mist. Then you have PVBV on the mix. And then you got Julia Santoli from New York coming into Spins to do some music along with Waters, whom you just heard, along with In Mirrors doing a solo set. Again, that's on the 8th. That's this Saturday. That's way down the line. I'm really sorry. This is actually 2 weeks from now. This is on the 21st, but hopefully, you know, we'll revisit this in a little bit. Either way, that was a nice tune. I hope you liked it. But more on topic of things that are actually happening in a timely fashion. Liquidation World doing a cool show over at the Red Gate. Daisies, who played last week over at the Cobalt, playing with Alexander Miranda, one part of Underpass, along with Touchscreen and Downtown Solutions, along with a whole lot of stuff that hard to say what you were going to get into on this one. Cat Union Dave and the gang over at Liquidation World always pulling something amazing off, like the last time they did a show, which was a fashion show. It was amazing. I was so stoked to be there, and I hope you could have seen it too. Maybe you were there. Tell me about it. It was great. I wanted to dance all night, but they roped me into working. Can a dude just party at a place that he works? Come on now. Anyways, I've just been thinking about the last day because everyone's like, oh, Jacob, can you run karaoke for this? Oh, do you want to DJ this? Like, no, dude. I want to go have fun. I don't want to work parties all the time. I lost the ability to have fun at parties because I was working them all the freaking time. Anyways, that's my petty complaint. There's some real bullshit happening in the downtown east right now. Ken Sims can respectfully change his mind, and I would love to be wrong about him having a plan. I would love to be proven wrong about there being no plan to help the homeless population and the marginalized and disenfranchised people of the downtown east side. But right now they're just terrorizing them and traumatizing them. Whether or not you agree or disagree with their current lifestyle, just know that this is a huge waste of money on the city of Vancouver, because they're just going to come back next week because they have nowhere else to go. So this is a stupid, pointless show of force, and we paid for it. It sucks and it's stupid. Ken Sims, what the heck? Anyways, I needed to get it off my chest because I've been sitting on that all day. Thank you for listening. We're going to get some music happening here. We're going to get some. This is one of the bands that are playing over at Liquidation World this Saturday. Don't miss it. Check it out. There's a whole lot of cool stuff there. Daisies are really cool. I will really enjoy seeing them too. But we're going to check out some music from Star Party. They're from our neighbors down south in Seattle. This is going to be their track, A Trip Home. Anyways, this has been me, Jim Gradowski, wishing you a fantastic weekend, a radicalizing moment, maybe you join us in making a thing. Oh yeah, Sunday at the Red Gate, we're hosting a fundraiser for the Stop the Sweep Coalition. I'm hosting karaoke there. Please come on by. 100% of the proceeds go to Stop the Sweep Coalition so we can get some people back into survival, get some gear for them to help them make it through the time that they are currently dealing with whatever they're dealing with. So come on down to the Red Gate, like 8 o'clock Sunday, $15, pay what you can, really, honestly, anything. Throw it in the pot. We'll get some money to some people who need it down in the downtown east side. What the hell? Come on, have a good time, and we can all yell ACAB together and have a really wholesome time uniting about a thing we don't like. Anyways, this has been me, Jake Gradowski. Have a fantastic weekend. This is A Trip Home by Star Party. Bye-bye.